another Nerd Watch podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Welcome to everyone who's listening. Welcome to everybody who's watching on Facebook Live. And welcome to the Alex Kurtzman retrospective show right here on the Nerd Watch.
Really?
No, just sweet.
You're talking about his excellent contributions to geek culture.
Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise's The Mummy,
hey,
and Amazing Spider-Man
the
2.
The Fringe. And come on. The
Tom
Fringe.
Cruise's
he
mummy?
Didn't create that himself. And I'll bet you all the best stuff was by other people.
JJ. I think Tom Cruise's The Mummy is when they coined the phrase dumpster fire.
Whoa. First of all, that's the new Batman movie starring
dumpster
Ben
fire
Affleck.
Is about the fire festival.
He's not even going to be in that movie.
No,
that
true.
Would be a good name
No, it's not going to be anywhere. You're right.
Dumpster fire.
I know that's not the real name of that.
Well, everybody, let's get started, shall we? First, I want to let everybody know that's watching and or listening that we are in a
imaginary audience.
We are new. We're in new digs.
We're in the old KB toy stores.
Yeah, we're in new digs right now, right here.
This direction.
Can we say where we are?
Go ahead.
Stan
we're
Lee
in my mom's
be.
Basement.
We are in the. Turn your mic on. Your mic's not on. Turn it on into the one more time.
And again.
Turn it on, off and on. Turn it off and on. Turn it more on. Okay.
Does it work now?
Yeah, talk right into it, though. For some reason, I don't know why you're not. Let me see.
Don't.
Did you listening?
I
didn't.
Did you really
think
you that you can reboot
check,
a
check.
Mic?
Oh, yeah, you're good. Okay, you're good. Good, excellent. Anyway.
Reboot a mic?
Turn the more.
Do you know how mics work?
Yeah, I know how mics work. Anyway, we are here in new digs right here at the Queen Kaahumanu Center in the heart of Maui. And this is the hub of all of the entire island of Maui. It's the hub for
all
buses come here.
Yeah.
The buses drive.
All the buses
through.
Come here. It's the hub, baby. It's
only,
all convenient.
Only until 2020.
Right through the store.
Right through the store, baby.
They're not going to renew that contract.
So just to give you guys a quick update, Maui Comics and Collectibles is moving to the Queen Kaahumanu Center, and they're going to be doing the official grand opening is going to be at a later date, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this is just a soft opening.
This is just a soft opening.
Open today.
Stop it. Stop. You guys can come visit the all-new digs here in just hopefully within a few short weeks. And check us out here at the Queen Kaahumanu Center. We are in a very convenient location right across from Camellia Seeds.
Oh, I think it's
which is
Supercuts.
Pretty
directly
awesome.
Directly across from Minecrafters, if you're going to be precise about
it. Oh, that's
it.
True. That's
but
boring,
yeah,
though.
Across from Camellia Seeds.
Seeds. Yeah, right there.
Right next to T-Mobile.
Right next to T-Mobile.
Between T-Mobile and the mail
store. Sweet.
They really go hard with that electronica music next door.
Do they? Oh, do they? That's what I heard. That's what Gannon was telling me. Yeah. So, anyway, let me introduce my crew, shall I? First of all, joining us to my left, he is the... you threw me off my game.
You turned that on?
You did.
Again?
Yeah, yeah. He is the punk rock superstar. He is the horror aficionado. He is the man that has a really big problem with Freddy Krueger and two gloves. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Gannon. He's in the house tonight.
Freddy Yay. Two Gloves.
Freddy Two Gloves.
Freddy Two Gloves.
Yeah. Problem with it?
I don't think
I
so.
I don't remember saying
it. You said you had an issue with it.
Yeah!
You just don't sound sincere when you do
it
that way.
Yeah, not at all. Also joining us tonight.
As intros go, I guess I have to accept
it. Accept it. Also joining us tonight, he is the
Everybody
gaming guru.
Their crappy
hopefully,
intro
he has done a little bit of due diligence and played a little bit of Resident Evil 2 as well as Kingdom Hearts Tree. I know that Gannon did well.
Gannon played it.
I give up on gaming.
You're the. Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't have time to do that.
Once again, let me.
I know you children need to wake up.
He is the gaming guru. Format is in the house tonight.
Woo!
Games are for children.
The PlayStation's here.
So's the Wu-Tang.
So's the Wu-Tang. Also joining us tonight, he is the Dark Knight. He is the man. Who has, I guess he's freshly come
you
off of watching
that.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Let's start that one again because he does not deserve the Dark Knight distinction, sir.
Oh, fine. Okay.
Shut up. Let him continue.
Sorry.
Let Nothing me get back. About okay. him right. says the Dark Knight.
Let me try this again.
He's
Ladies
dressed
gentlemen.
Like Nick Lachey shot out of Salvation Army.
He is the Cinnamon Scallop. He's better known as a Cinema Scholar. He is the man that will defend A Star Is Born to his grave. Star Is Born.
Which version?
Which
Star Is Born.
Streisand, baby.
Streisand.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for A-Rod. He's in the house tonight.
Am I the only one?
It was better when Chris Christopherson drowned himself.
Whoa.
Wow.
Heavy.
That's heavy.
Spoilers.
That's a big spoiler.
You know, he lives
I'm sorry. The movie's been out for 40 years. Excuse me.
Yeah, he does live up country, by the way. So
next he's not really dead?
Yeah.
No.
That's not how he dies.
Yeah,
not
anyway.
He drowns himself.
No. He dies in a car crash.
After drowning himself.
After drowning himself.
He's really
it's
thorough.
Like Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange ended
it's
up
hilarious.
In the car crash, he drove into a lake and drowned himself.
You never see Chappaquiddick?
Didn't go in a lake.
I bet Chappaquiddick was on your best film of the year.
Chappaquiddick's a great movie, but
it was the most overlooked movie.
It was a great movie.
Unless they had a CGI pumpkin for Ted Kennedy, I don't want to watch
it. Yeah, right?
Era.
But speaking of Jason Clark, he's
Era, why don't you skip over this Aaron guy?
You're not even done with intros yet. Hurry up.
And introduce
ladies and gentlemen,
Todd
Benatti.
Era.
He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the man who is responsible for the Kukui Project, Disco Thunder, Groovebone.
And he's currently drawing wieners.
And he is currently also a very offensive and once...
Re-wiener.
He is one scruffy-looking nerf herder. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Todd Benatti. He's in the house tonight.
You're a nerf herder.
Don't clap. Don't ruin it. That was a good intro.
You guys clap! I'm clapping now with my hands.
Also joining
like
us tonight,
Ted Bundy snap. Yay.
Finally,
you're so charismatic until you don't get your way.
He is the comic master. He is the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui News.
He is the godfather of comic books.
You proclaim me that.
The chairman of the comic book board.
You also proclaim me that.
Also, the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con.
Michael Cannon. Proclaim me that.
No, I did, and he picked up on it.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
There's a whole bunch of names that we can call Alika.
There is a bunch of names.
Not on camera.
He is also a doctor.
I'm not
he's
a doctor.
He's freaky.
Actually illegal to say that.
He's deaky. He's a little daddy leaky. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Leaky. He's in the house tonight.
Gross. He's conservative. He doesn't care about the law. He's conservative. The laws don't apply to him because he's white.
There is no collusion.
Well, I'm so there's
totally
no collusion.
Is. I was joking.
No collusion. Anyway, here's the thing. I'm glad we all could be here tonight. It's sorry for starting a little late. It's a lot of fun. The boys were eating some nachos.
It's a lot of fun to go home and go to sleep at 2 o'clock
worry,
in the morning.
I'll try
hey, there's
to
a dumpster out back with enough room for you.
I just might.
It's cardboard only.
I'll try and keep this to about an hour so we don't have to get
there's
too crazy.
There's a one-legged hooker named Carla already sleeping there.
Oh,
how would you know that?
Yeah.
Well, before we get started, excuse me, it's time to check in with the man we call the freaky one. He is the man with the comic book list. It is the man who is here at the heart of Kahului Town, right at QKC, Queen Kahamanu Center. And I have to find out what the address here is.
27 West Kahamanu.
275 West Kahumanu Avenue. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles.
If you can't find Queen Kahumanu Center.
It's like on the main east road. East wing off of the stage area.
Ah, and Kai
next
said it was the west
mobile.
Wing. Prick.
Whoa!
No,
I was there when he told you.
And like jerk.
I told you it was on the west side.
No, he's such a jerk. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, Leika, you're so fine, you so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Leika.
How did you get her to sound so excited?
She sounded really excited about that. That was good.
Old Lady Harley, number 4 or 5. I bet that's what made her excited.
He told her free comics.
Does old lady Harley wear a hood in the comic as well, or...
No,
that's kind of it's a pretty obscure if we don't set up that joke. You know what I mean?
True.
Like not everybody saw that.
Let's not talk about that one. There's no need for that one.
It's
just a white woman wearing a white hood in the middle of a bunch
no
of
problem
people
with that.
In front
no
of a black woman. There's
no
nothing
problem.
Wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with it at all. Look up the internet.
Punisher number 7. Raven, Daughter of Darkness, number 12 of 12. Ooh, the final issue.
Is Potts writing Punisher?
Not this run. He did the recent What If.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Rick and Morty number 46, Rick and Morty versus Dungeons and Dragons number 404.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
Scooby Doo team up number 46. Those are always fun.
Okay,
I wonder if sales of Scooby Doo is going.
That's
up
what I
now.
Was just about to ask you.
They've already been up. That's what's crazy.
But has it been a noticeable difference with all these Shaggy memes?
I mean, they only happened in the last week.
Yeah, but
has it only been a week? I feel like it's been longer than that already.
Just yesterday.
Really?
That's when the statuses from all the uncle types started popping up. What's this about this Shaggy meme I see?
I feel like you're talking about me directly right now.
You're one of the ones I'm talking about, but actually you're not alone. There are many uncles
I
across
was too.
My feed who are going, what's with this Shaggy fellow all of a sudden? Hey.
They're Canadian uncles.
They're
apparently.
All Canadian, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Canadian uncles. Canucks.
Yeah.
Canucks.
Well, apparently, it's Shaggy is so popular now that they are requesting that Shaggy be in the new Mortal Kombat game.
Well, they better dial him back to 7.1%, or else it's not going to be any fun.
So and apparently that's possible because they are owned by Scooby-Doo is now owned by Warner Brothers. So, and Warner Brothers, of course,
you know, be the worst thing to happen to a Mortal Kombat game would be
adding the entire cast of the Wacky Races.
What if they did a bait and switch where they just put Scooby instead?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
They should get the full cast of Golden Girls.
All four of them. Wow. Like how they did Ninja Turtles in Injustice, where it's just one old lady
out.
And you could swap out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's actually
but
pretty
good. But I always just want to use Rue.
It's not a horrible idea.
It's not bad at all. What else on that list? Senior Shaggy.
Spawn 293. Spider-Man Deadpool number 45.
Wait, when is Todd die in that book?
He doesn't die.
Spawn kills
Nobody's
everyone.
That
lucky. Spawn kills everyone. Got it.
Star Trek Q Conflict, number 1 of 6, for you next gen fans. Star Wars Solo adaptation, number 4 of 7.
The lesser Star Trek.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
Terrifics, number 12.
The Terrifics?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Urban Legends, number 9. The Frank Fosco and Gary Larson.
Wait. What is the Urban Legend one? What is that one?
It's a rerun of the 90s run that never finished, and they're going to add the final 7 issues or something to the run.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
But they're still on the reprint issues right now.
Got it.
Uncanny X-Men 3D, number 1. That'll
3D?
Be fun. 3 Dizzle.
No way. Wow.
Oh, that was a fast list. Did it really go that
Are you really that impressed by 3D stuff?
No, I'm in shock that it would even be
I
in a comic
at the
book
beginning.
Now.
Oh, I was going to say, you were like right in the middle of the alphabet.
I was reading in my mind because G was taking too long to get.
That makes sense.
Gotcha.
Action Comics, number 1007.
There you go.
Age of X-Men Alpha, number 1. It's a new crossover thing that they're doing.
Mm.
Amazing Spider-Man, number 14. Mm-hmm. Batman Beyond, number 28, because you millennials don't know what you want. And it's good for you, but it's a Michael Keaton Batman Beyond movie.
Now, I don't know why anybody would deny Michael Keaton playing Bruce Wayne in a Batman Beyond movie.
Ben Affleck would.
It would be a weird time jump, don't you think? That in the space
He's like, you remember 1989?
You know, in 1989, it's like a little period unspecific, and then all of a sudden we have flying cars and
You know what's also messed
wonders.
Up is that millennials will be like, why is the Vulture... mentoring Batman.
That's true,
that's
too.
Point. That's a good point. Fair enough.
Wasn't he a bad guy?
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
And then you'll kill them because they don't know the difference between Marvel and DC.
I wonder how many kids now have actually seen the Michael Keaton Batman. I wonder if any parents have exposed them to
I'm
that.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah? It's free on YouTube. I assume.
Yeah.
Dead Man Logan, number 3 of 12. Detective Comics, number 997. Mm. Almost to issue 1,000.
Getting
Sweet.
There.
Getting insane.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Strange, number 10.
He's going to get his underwear back, by the way. That's the big Batman change after 1,000.
Yes.
He's getting the underwear back.
Yes.
Those classic characters need their undies on
Are
the
they
outside.
Over or under?
What the hell do you think I'm talking
like a
about?
A vaudevillian strong,
check.
Man.
I was just checking.
They're going to be over, but they're going to be Catwoman's underwear.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They're going to be over.
They're going to have lace.
Okay, hold on. They're going to be over, but they're going to be crotchless.
All the kids are going to be like, Mommy, why does it look
What's
that
flying space worm on Superman?
Elvira, Shape of Elvira, number 1.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, excited for that. Me too.
What's her shape?
Is
she like triangle?
You
or?
Ever seen an hourglass before?
You ever seen a Palm Wonder Juice bottle? Fight Club 3,
that's,
number 1.
He can say that, but I can't talk
that's
about
That's Palm Wonderful,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, that was Wonder Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yes, he can say Wonder, Wonder Juice.
Heroes in Crisis, number 5 of 9.
That's true.
Justice League Annual, number 1. Jim Henson's Labyrinth, Coronation, number 10. Nobody's reading that. Oh. It's weird, though. I bet it's pretty good.
pretty good with the Moon Girl.
Did they get? I never looked at the book. Did they get Bowie's likeness rights to use him?
Yeah, he's in the Buck comics. So.
Like,
yeah.
But it looks like him. Not like yeah, kind of like fudged it.
No, it looks like
no,
him.
No, yeah, Jared does. Look
it does look like him.
Man Without Fear, number 5. You. Love in Daredevil. Marvel Knights 20th, number 6 of 6, the final issue of that. Man Eaters, number 5. Excited for that. That's been a great by.
Is that a Daryl Hall and John Oates comic?
Kane. What is her first name?
Whoa, yeah, that's what that book's about.
Cassandra Cain.
No, that's not her name.
Watch out, boy.
The writer of Man Eaters, who's a great writer.
She was the.
But that book. That book is exploding right now. That is super popular.
She was the Ask Me About My Feminine Agenda
Yeah,
person.
She wrote Mockingbird. Mockingbird. Issues 1 through 8 in 2015. Chelsea Kane.
Chelsea.
Great writer.
Mm.
And it's an awesome run so far. Great book. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 35.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel, number 37. Mysteries of Love in Space.
Ooh.
Sexy.
Was there a Heroes in Crisis? Stanley Emsley was asking. I don't remember.
Yeah, Heroes in Crisis, number 5 of 9. Mysteries of Love in Space is featuring Darkseid, but it's going to be a romantic comedy story.
Wow. Okay. Weird. Interesting.
I'm getting the Usagi Yojimbo Senso hardcover, which is cool. Probably going to read through that myself. Weapon H, number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Witchblade, number 11. Wonder Woman, number 63, and X-Force, number 2.
X-Force. Whoa.
Yo. Rob Liefeld in the house.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was your comic book list for this week, Wednesday. You can get that this and every Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 275. Was it West Carolina Avenue?
West Carolina Avenue.
Thank you. Just checking.
Find the stage. Walk towards Sears.
Dr. Leakes, how are we working that? Because we're in transition. Huh? How are people that are
subscriptions? I know you're transitioning.
Shut up. With the
operation.
Yeah. With subscriptions, Dr. Leakes, how are they working it? I'm asking since we're in transition here. So.
Yeah, we're still doing subs, and the subscribers are able to come tomorrow and pick up. But really, we're trying to open to the public on Friday because the store is going to be in rough shape.
Right.
Format single-handedly hauled everything over here in a Santa sack.
Without a truck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carry it all the way down.
I rode him.
You rode
like a Tauntaun.
Damn. All right. Cool. Gotcha. Yeah.
And because it's so cold, he almost fell down. Which means the leak almost had to wear him like a coat.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, man. Well, was there a smell?
Is it
comic
smells,
guy
is
in a format coat.
He only smells bad on the inside. It's fine. It's all good. Anyway, you can check it out
the
right
line
here.
Is I only thought it was bad on the outside.
What did I... That's for my help.
Oh. You
we
can check
ruined
out
it. We ruined
right here
it.
At Maui Comics and Collectibles in the Queen Kahumanu Center. Anyway, just anyway, did anybody see the before I get into because I want to talk about Resident Evil real quick? But did,
shut
since
up.
We're talking about Harley, did anybody see that 19-second teaser for Birds of Prey?
It was 20, yeah. But yes.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
No?
No.
I saw it.
Does everybody know that
what?
That's
that
not a
good?
Teaser trailer?
What is it?
It's literally just their screen tests.
Is that
it's
all it
so
is?
Clearly just screen tests.
And it's not even that long of footage. They took like 4 seconds of each person
yeah,
and
like,
splashed it together.
Everybody's treating it like that's the tone or the look of the movie. But if you really pay attention, if you've ever watched a Blu-ray special feature before,
I
you would know that's a screen
if that's
test.
The tone because it was like a prom kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean... They've never shot footage yet.
Yeah.
That's not even footage of the movie.
And yeah, but they're moving around.
But there's
around.
People
they're
who are
moving
like,
their
oh
arms.
My God, it looks so
she's
dumb.
She's wearing clothes.
So is it true that it's going to be an R-rated movie?
No.
Okay.
It's not?
Why the hell would it?
See, even...
well,
Dr.
Black
Lisa.
Widow's supposed to be R-rated.
Yeah.
Because
I heard...
But
yeah, but that's
watch
about
that.
Assassins.
Yeah,
nobody's going to watch that.
Are you?
Scarlett Johansson is so vapid. Who would want to watch her
Whoa!
For 2 hours?
What the hell did that come from?
Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah.
Yeah, again? Nobody went...
Lucy?
Lost in
Who
Translation.
Saw that?
Lost in
Under
Translation
the
was
Skin.
Really good.
That's very niche.
Giovanni
very
Ribisi
kind of
plays another Adam.
She was good in Lost in Translation.
Good, good save.
Yeah. She's great in Lucy, it. By the way, too. Very underrated.
Yeah,
Luke
she's great
movie.
In Lost in Translation because she doesn't say much.
That she doesn't say much.
You know what movie Giovanni Ribisi's really good in?
Suburbia. Where you can
Lost
see
in Yonkers.
He is good in that.
Yeah.
He is good in that.
I think I was right.
You know what else movie Giovanni Ribisi's good in?
What's that?
That Thing You Do.
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree.
You know what else is
a real jerk in that movie.
Yeah,
though.
He is.
I thought you were going to say Avatar.
Oh, gosh, I hate Avatar. Gosh, I can't
Well,
stand that.
Don't hate it too much because you get five of them on like right around the corner.
No one asked for it.
I mean, I was talking about this with a friend of mine.
Hey, what
Nobody
if,
talks about Avatar.
What if aliens mated with their ponytails?
Halos.
Avatar.
Well, they're flat out shoving them in their horses.
Yeah.
That bugged me even when I watched that movie.
What do they do with their dogs? It's like me and my dog are real close.
Like they walk their dog, like, they shove it in the dog, and then they take it for a walk.
It'd be like some kind of negative connotation. Like hey, why don't you go stick your halo in your
horse,
pal?
They went out of their way to say that's how they, that's how they have intercourse.
They're at the dog park, and they're like, hey, get your halo out of my dog, buddy.
Hey, listen, do me a favor. While you're
going to go give him a bath.
Why don't you go pull your halo out of your ass?
Hey, you can't say that word.
Oh, I can't. Dadgummit, I did. Anyway.
Halo is the number.
Say ass and then follow it up with dadgummit.
If my favorite superhero junk category is halos.
All right.
Awesome.
You spent a lot of time.
Awesome. I think halos are the best fictional junk out there.
I know we have a long.
We were just on a Watchmen, so I think you're wrong.
I disagree.
That's real junk. That's a big piece of real junk.
It's a big blue junk
for 2 hours.
True.
I mean, my favorite.
That's a big honking Smurf wiener.
I really, as long as it's blue, you know, that's my color. You know, it really gets me going.
All right. Here's the thing.
Do you think if he gets sexually frustrated, it changes color?
It really wets my West
Bank. It gets darker blue.
It turns violet.
It definitely turns purple after a while.
Hey. All right.
If you squeeze it
too
hard.
Oh, that was too far, huh?
Todd.
That was where the line was.
No, you were fine. It's Todd.
Let's go back to Halo.
If you squeeze a Halo too long, it turns purple for sure.
Such an idiot, Todd.
If you squeeze it towards the base in particular.
Okay, right.
You can use a Halo to fly a pterodactyl.
You can. It's like it's a turnkey. It's a turnkey.
I'm off.
All right, listen. I know we have a long list of commentaries, but I guess we're gonna have
to
add Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah.
And James Cameron will you'll find me murdered in my bed the next day because he's that powerful.
He's
gonna make fun of my movies. Yeah. They're next level.
People are going to be mating with Halos.
Cinematic achievements.
He is so preoccupied with this Avatar thing. We're missing out on a Titanic 2 opportunity here. So I don't know what's going
Titanic 2, The Voyage Home.
Titanic
where they
2.
Do a slingshot around the sun to try and save them from the iceberg.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Titanic 2, The
You Church. Know, no joke, if he was nutty enough to try and do that
That's
movie,
what I'm saying!
I would actually go.
I would too. I'm with you, man.
Like slingshot. But then it'd be weird to do it now because both those actors are they're a little long in the tooth,
they
shall
are.
We say.
No, you're absolutely right.
You can't digitally de-age them now.
Plus, Leonardo DiCaprio is working on that new Quentin Tarantino flick. So.
He's also trying to save the world from global warming, sir.
Oh, that's right. In his private jet, one city at a time. I gotcha.
I didn't say I was supporting it. I just said that's what he's doing. You're like throwing that at me like I'm a fanboy.
Not throwing it
at
you.
Did anybody watch Punisher season 2?
No. I feel like the point of watching a Netflix show now when it comes to the Marvel stuff is like, why bother? Because you're never going to see them continue.
Actually,
I think a lot of people are feeling that way.
Like after I found out they were canceling left and right, like I was like, oh, I'm never going to go back
funny?
To them.
And this may prove to be more funny later on, but it's like the producer or something is like, I look forward to another season. He actually just said
for
that.
For The Punisher?
Yeah.
Does he not know what's going on with the other shows?
He probably just said it.
Wow.
Does he not have the internet?
I don't know how
he's on it.
He's on it. I don't know how that. What the heck he's thinking about? And then, and like we said,
and there's like a weird deal too, where they can't come back or touch them or take them anywhere else for X amount of years too.
That's right. The last film that Netflix is going to get from Disney is going to be Ant-Man and Wasp, and that's going to be.
That's already on there, isn't it?
No, not
or
yet.
It's going to be.
It's going to be. It's not on there yet, but it will be. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can tell you that right now.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, and that's going to be the final. That's going to be the swan.
It got
song.
Snubbed at the Oscars.
I couldn't.
Are you trying
it.
To be provocative right now?
Not at all. It's just as worthy of a movie as anything else, apparently.
Well listen, I tell you what, at the SAG Awards.
It's no Black
hey,
Panther.
Pick up the mic if you're going to talk.
It's no Black Panther, but it's probably better than A Star Is Born.
Well, the Black Panther cast did win a SAG Award, the entire ensemble. One for
the
Black
entire
Panther.
Cast?
Yeah, the ensemble one. Yeah, Chadwick Boseman, everybody. So
for what?
They have this. They have
for
this
being
award
good actors
for SAG. At SAG,
is that how it works? They're like, yeah, we'll just give all of you guys an award.
Kind of what it is. Yeah,
you guys share it.
Yeah. So,
but that's SAG, like
it's kind of it's like weird actors stroking themselves.
I was gonna say because you cannot tell me every single one of them didn't have one actor that's kind of like. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
Andy Serkis, maybe?
With the plate in
Andy
mouth.
Serkis?
Mm-hmm.
That guy from The Cosby Show, Jason Momoa's.
The guy played
Lisa Bonet?
No, Lisa Bonet's husband.
Oh,
Jeffrey, whatever.
Jeffrey Owens.
Oh, Jeffrey Owens?
Jeffrey Owens.
He was there.
He got a big shout over there.
He got a big shout. Yeah, he got a big shout out. He got some RSVCT.
Even though he hasn't been in anything since The Cosby Show.
This is the
show.
Age of the 80s reboot. This dude's time is now. Let's get a Jeffrey Owens reboot.
He's
going to
be the Beige Panther.
He should be Candyman. Now that they're trying to reboot Candyman.
You know, could be. You know, be scarier.
Nobody could be Candyman.
If he played Bill Cosby.
He knows him personally.
No, Jeffrey Owens.
You're pointing at him, though. You're like, you should play Bill Cosby.
I would try, but I can't lazy up my eye enough.
I don't know how good he looked with blackface either.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
But you can't act like you're Bill Cosby and not be the right skin tone either.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. Well. It's going to be people are going to be like, okay, what are they trying to pull off here? This is weird.
That's very true.
That's clearly not even sort of a black guy. What's going on?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, listen, there was something much more frightening. Well, not as frightening as Bill Cosby, but this week we got...
We're not going to review Punisher?
I thought you just said you enjoyed it, didn't you?
That was right.
No,
that
he
was
brought it up,
oh,
and
I'm
then we
sorry
said a whole bunch of other stuff.
Go ahead, review it.
Who else watched it?
I haven't
seen it yet.
Can I even spoil anything?
Go ahead, man. It's all good.
I don't know.
The odds of me going back to watch that show.
Nobody else watched it.
No, not yet.
I know Format did.
So, did you enjoy it? Was it worth it? Is it better than Iron Fist Season 2?
John Bernthal is an amazing Frank Castle and Punisher and all that. But
better than Dolph Lundgren.
This He's not
season,
blonde.
This season did not make any effing sense. It wasn't. They didn't give you time to like, set up your willing suspension of disbelief. It was like, how the hell is he have on two collision courses? Like he gets into two sets of trouble at the same time, and they're just, you know, you're just bouncing back and forth between them. And throughout the whole season, I'm just like thinking, is like, how is one related to the other? Like, what is going on here? Everything is happening to the same guy, so it's all connected, you know.
Well, this is what happens when you realize that you're going to be canceled.
No. But the last scene in The Punisher, the last, like, 5 minutes, that was incredible.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Jigsaw?
Jigsaw? He killed him.
What?
You knew that was going to happen.
Punisher doesn't kill people.
I think you're thinking of Superman.
He gets the white boots.
Oh, no,
at
wait.
The
Superman
end.
Kills Zod, so.
He gets the white boot and gloves at the end.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
What'd you think, Format? Am I reading that wrong?
No, I thought it was all right.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun ride. I enjoyed watching it, but it kept taking me out of it when I was just like. Like.
The thing that Alika brings up about the like two separate storylines mm-hmm. running. Yeah, it's exactly that.
Are they parallel storylines or what
yeah,
are they?
So Jigsaw comes back for him.
It's, well, I mean, not necessarily for him.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even know he's there.
It becomes a thing, though.
Yeah. So Jigsaw is one problem, mm-hmm. and then there's another character that's a different problem, and then they kind of intersect without actually...
The reason the Pilgrim is after him is because of a picture of a gay kiss. When I
spoiled the entire season.
I said spoilers, but it's that I wish someone would have. It's not really that. Like when you find out what it is, you're like, that's the worst reason that all these people got killed. That is, why would they hang the crux of the show on this? You know,
is it? It's woke, bro.
It's not like
no,
old
it's stupid.
Boy.
Old boys.
That part killed me. I was like, what the crap is it? That kind of weakened the Pilgrim arc for me. The Jigsaw arc was pretty strong. I actually kind of liked the guy who played Billy, and I thought he did a good job. And, you know, the interactions between him and the other Marines. I liked the guy who played Pilgrim. It's just his story was hard to get into for me.
All right. So
but they were two separate stories.
Are we looking forward to a third season?
The director is.
Yeah, exactly. if it's the Frank Castle Punisher, which... in interviews with John Barenthal, he indicates
right.
this was building. Now he's at Maximum Punisher at the end of season two. I want to see more with him in it. So I don't. Why wouldn't you use John Barenthal as Punisher? That would you could sell action figures with that. I don't know why they're not pumping that right now. You know, they could make some money.
I thought they were coming out with an action figure
for John Barenthal.
I thought they were.
Oh, okay.
I will say with the
I've seen Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
The episode I saw.
Yeah, but not third party like reaction was, and stuff like that. I'm talking about like a real Netflix launched, you know, actual action figure.
You know, I'm gonna look it up. I'm pretty sure there is. Anyway, continue.
So you know, I was gonna say the episode I saw was pretty cool. The only thing that threw me for a loop was Punisher's blue jeans. That was weird and kind of just.
Well, everybody said that.
I only mentioned that because someone else mentioned.
Yeah.
No, I was there when we saw it. And I was the one who
That's
said it.
Why.
Oh, are you the bro who said it?
That was the bro.
No, you can't take credit.
I broke down and
That's
said
somebody
that.
Else. It awful. Wasn't you.
We were at the other. We were
you
at the
unoriginal.
Other, we were at the other shop. That's
guy.
Why. Yeah, that threw me off. I was like, what
I
the
know,
heck?
I said it.
No, you didn't. I did.
I said
no,
it.
You didn't. I did.
Pretty sure
that's
I did.
Not like a thing again.
So here's
say.
Another.
No.
This is,
and then G would then take
No, no, no. It's not how
I,
it works.
I hate to sound like I didn't enjoy Punisher, but I just have to get my gripe out in the air. Is
what?
At the beginning of the season. Oh, that's an awesome looking figure.
That's him.
That's great. Marvel Legends. Okay, that's a cool figure. But so he meets this girl, and it's like supposed to be like he's actually finding enjoyment in living life and being a human being. And
it's not the Frank Castle I know.
And by the third episode, you know, where she's hospitalized or something, and the pilgrim comes and threatens her. And then you never see or hear from her ever again throughout the entire season. Ever. Well, not even at the end.
You don't need to, though.
It was just weird. But, like, why have the pilgrim come back and threaten her if you're not going to bring her back in some way? Like, he's not going to use the threat of her against him at some point in the season? That's what I kept waiting for.
No, because the pilgrim is honest. He's honorable.
Ah.
Seems like a jerk to me.
Wow. Right.
I know what you're saying. Fair enough. I know that's his thing is like if you're right with God, then the pilgrim's not going to mess with you. But it's I think the shootout in the police station was probably one of my favorite parts of the season because you had interaction between all of those characters and you got to see some cool action too.
So overall, was worth your time.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
I hate to keep on nitpicking things, but that's just like how I do when I watch things by myself. Yeah. Kind of just ruin it for me.
So was it better than the first season, or
I don't?
What did you think? What,
what
did
was
you,
in
what
the
you,
first season? Was just all Jigsaw, yeah.
Jigsaw, yeah.
All right.
I don't know. The first season was pretty more. I think it was had more depth to it. But I didn't like that Frank Castle though. This. Frank Castle
is better
as it started was weak. They intended it to be that way, mm-hmm. but the one they built to was awesome. I think the Frank Castle Punisher in second season is better than the first season.
Nice.
But I liked the first season. I thought the first season was a great story.
Okay. All right. So what is it?
I think they're tied.
What are the chances? What are the chances of Punisher actually coming back?
They would be fools not to. John Barenthal's Punisher is good.
I'm just asking.
He's the best Punisher there's ever been.
It's very much up
Sorry,
in the air.
Dolph.
So it's just
better than Ray Winston.
So far, no. In my book, it's Ray Winstone, Thomas Jane.
Oh, Winstone. That's right.
Yeah, Winstone is that Winstone. The Warzone guy?
Thomas Jane. That's Warzone. Yeah, that's War Stories.
That was Thomas Jane was good.
Yeah.
Just the movie he was in sucked.
How dare you?
That's That war, Punisher Warzone was so bad.
I love Thomas Jane. That
I thought I thought the
no
thing
worry.
That's the Thomas Jane part that sold me was the one where he stabs him in the tongue in the
to be fair, I didn't watch it. I think I have a hard time removing him from Shane and Walking Dead every time I look at him.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Okay, that's not
fair.
That's on you. Right?
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
He was only on the first season. It's like, you know, he's not even really Walking Dead. You know, it's a long gone memory.
He's a douche. He's banging
Captain
what's her face's wife.
Yeah,
that's what he sounds like.
Pretty much every episode was that.
That's right.
Captain Jack to Rick.
That's good. That's pretty good. And then, but after that, after Walking Dead, his job.
He punched Shia LaBeouf.
He did.
Wait, and that's because everybody wants
the Punisher to. Did or John Bernthal did?
John Bernthal
did.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah.
Like, he did it to impress Brad Pitt.
you should have set aside higher.
Pretty much. Well, gents, other than that, there was a couple other stories I wanted to get to. But first, because I'm very excited to talk about it, we had two huge games for January that came out. One came out yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes. No, Tuesday. Yeah, yesterday evening.
Can we get a ruling from the?
And then Resident Evil came out last week Thursday, a Thursday night, Friday supposed to be. So Resident Evil 2 came out, and I think. And then Kingdom Hearts came out last night, at around 6 o'clock our time. So let's get to Resident Evil 2 first, the remake. Who had an opportunity?
Came out on the 25th, but mm-hmm. Kingdom Hearts came out last night. Apparently,
nice. Is Kingdom Hearts out?
Yeah,
Kingdom Hearts came out. Yeah,
that's where I would have been if I were not helping the shop move.
Thank you, Format. Actually, I kind of want to play that too.
Well, I tell you what, I tried.
What do you think, PS4 or Xbox One? Really?
So.
Okay.
A lot of people say PS4.
Is that out of loyalty because the first two were PS?
Yeah, that is one of the biggest reasons why. But the graphics, apparently, after Digital Foundry did their little review, said the Xbox has better graphics and frame rate, which is cool with me. I'm down. I don't mind playing on Xbox.
You know, those things are never important. I'm a retro gamer. You forget, like, lo-fi is something.
No, I know.
You
know? I know.
So that's not really something that sells it to me. But if it's a more faithful adaptation on the PS4 because that's what it's meant to be on.
Well, everybody, there are loyalists to the fact that that's where all the games came from. So that's, you know, that's where all the games
because 1 and 2 were strictly PlayStation.
PlayStation, right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, and we'll talk
on
about
one of the greatest PlayStations, PS2, is right. Like one of the greatest selling video game systems of all time, apparently.
The only X in any of that should be exclusive to the PlayStation.
But
are you upset it's not exclusive
Microsoft
anymore?
Had to go and throw their money around.
Well,
it's Disney, baby. They
well,
like
Disney's
money.
Like, yeah, so yeah, it's all Disney, man. They're like, hey, listen, we can put this out. We're Square Enix too. That they have actually Square Enix has a deal going with Microsoft right now too. So that's
Square
the other reason.
Enix?
Square Enix.
Oh,
jerk. Anyway, other than Kingdom Hearts, I want to get into the first one that came out, which was Resident Evil 2, the remake.
No.
Gannon, you played it. You have Resident it. You even Facebooked about it. What was what was your take on the remake of Resident Evil Deuce?
It's really good.
and save the
I mean, I know we haven't done it on the show, but I've been kind of talking it up all night tonight. It definitely did a really good job of recapturing what the second one felt like by today's standards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest difference is the camera angle.
Yeah.
Because you're not looking at it in fixed positions anymore.
Over the
now.
Shoulder now.
Now it's all over the shoulder. So it's a little bit where Resident Evil has gone. So far I'm playing with Leon, and I've gotten out of the police station into the sewer system, and then we've switched over to Ada. That's as far as I've gotten so far.
Got it.
My best piece of advice for anybody who wants to play the game, if they remember when the Tyrant or Mr. X shows up, in the past you could just run through a couple of rooms and you pretty much lost him.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically once the Tyrant shows up in this version of the game, it's as if Michael Myers was all of a sudden introduced into the game.
Right.
He's always around. There's really no getting away from him. There's hardly any safe rooms to hide in. If you're in a room that he can't get to, you'll hear him walking around outside.
Jeez.
Once his character shows up, it's anxiety central
inducing.
For the rest of that game.
It's
a gorgeous game. I've watched a few videos where gamer people nitpick on it. Well, not like
these
format.
Gamer people.
No. Well, what people. I'm saying is that these people, like, they rip it apart on all these technical aspects, talking about like aliasing and all these different really super technical things.
Sure.
I'm playing it trying to see what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what they've created in the sense of the tone and the feel of it, mm-hmm. no matter what they're saying, whether it's true or not, it gets you in there. It hooks you.
Mm.
And it definitely took me back to 20 years ago when I played the original. Because I feel the same way playing it now as I did then.
Did you start with Leon or Claire?
I just said I was playing as Leon.
Oh, Leon, I'm sorry, I missed
so
that.
So why are you asking me if you're not really listening?
Because I was concentrating on this. So I didn't hear the Leon part. Dang it. Jeez.
Leon, yeah. Started off with Leon.
You're playing as Ada now, right?
It's a professional, right?
I switched over to Ada.
Red dress?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Your mission is to save Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, I mean, I cannot recommend it enough. Guy. It definitely brings you back to inventory control.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, in the other games, like, it feels like you just keep racking up stuff. This, you don't get as many bullets. I mean, it's just like the past where you just only get a handful of bullets here, a handful
of bullets
there.
Sparse ammo.
So the game as it should be, is not necessarily about fighting the zombies.
Sure,
it's just
sure.
Getting to this room, then getting to that room, then do what you gotta mm-hmm. in order to get to that room.
When do we run into Mila Jovovich?
Never. You watch some crappy movies that started in the late 90s and then stretch that out for another six movies where she kicks dogs in the face.
Yeah, yeah. We watch
what?
Alice. Yeah.
Yeah, she kicks a dog in the face in the first movie.
That's right.
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the evil dogs. Thought it was like a cute dog.
She does a Matrix style slow motion.
Yeah, that's
an
evil
dog's face.
Yeah,
that's
different.
That's what happens.
That's not as exciting.
It's still exactly what I said, though.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Is.
I thought you were referencing like a TMZ moment where
like
she's like having
Paul
coffee
Reagan
and then boots
shows
someone
up and she just kicks it in the face for no reason.
She does it like with anger.
She's like, damn it, I hate zombies.
Right.
And cute dogs.
And go figure, she's going to be in the new Monster Hunter movie. That's weird.
But Tony Jaa.
She can start kicking dinosaurs in the face. She'll be like, multi-pass.
She's also,
and then kick them in the
she's
face.
Also the yeah. new Hellboy.
Hey, I'm also going to say this because Stan brought it up, that Final Fantasy X and X2 are coming to the Switch in April. I just subscribed to the Switch subscription service or whatever for the online console. It's raining outside.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
There's people clapping outside for us.
You know, they have like a set of 20 or 30 Nintendo games you can play on the virtual console,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, some of the games are pretty decent, but I'm waiting until they beef up the list.
Well, I'm really excited about finishing up Resident Evil 2.
Awesome.
I'm like,
you didn't care about anything you just said.
No. Well, you guys are talking about. I've never played Resident Evil, so I don't care about. What
I'm
you
surprised
guys.
That you know. I figured that you would that would be right up your alley. I thought that that was right up your
you
retro
didn't play
gaming alley.
I never did. I know they started on N64. That was actually my younger brother is.
They started the PlayStation.
They started the PlayStation.
Oh.
N64. And that's why he didn't play it because it was on a disc.
Yeah. See, I was not a disc gamer. The only disc game I played was Tony Hawk 2.
Oh, okay. So you're retro like in cartridge.
I'm a cartridge gamer,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my younger brother, who's 10 years younger than me, he was all about Resident Evil and Pokemon. He was about all these 90s and early 2000s things that I was not a part of. Resident Evil being one of them. He played them all.
When my dad got me my PlayStation, he got me Resident Evil, and he loved watching that game. He was really enamored by it.
Yeah,
he loved
watching the movies. It's a great game to watch.
So I mean, think about it. Like, back in those days, as cinematic as that game is, I was going to call it a movie, but
with the bad dialogue though.
But you know what's funny is that
it
always
was good then,
I was always
it's way worse.
I
now.
Always am, see, and this is why, and this is the only other thing that I find with
most
the,
of it's very though.
Yeah, with the update fair. With yeah. the update to Resident Evil 2, The thing about that is it's all atmosphere, right? And Resident Evil has always been about atmosphere. And, you know, looking at it...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. The tone and the feel of it mm-hmm. is perfect.
But it's, you know, you're silly.
Even if you played it before, it feels like the first time you've ever played it.
Right.
The experience is similar but unique.
But it's interesting. You know, the puzzles are silly, you know, with the coins and all of their stuff. It's like a fun house.
Well,
like Resident Evil gets away with it.
In the second game, they get away with it because they set up in advance that this was a museum converted into a police precinct.
Correct.
So, you know, the guy owned it probably had some nutty stuff like trapdoors.
So,
and
that's
like
why
that.
That's why in the
that's
first
why
one,
they get away with it in the yeah. second game.
Yeah. The first one they get away with it because it's a fun house. It's a mansion.
A fun house?
It's a well, that's
fun
basically
house
what
with
it
a
is.
Giant killer plant and a shark. Shark in a tank?
There's a shark. That was the scariest part for me. Was a shark
was
in the
it?
Tank?
You're,
holy
you're
crap!
An idiot. That was the dumbest part.
Hey, you stop it. That scared me.
I was willing to embrace the giant killer plant and the giant snake before mm-hmm. the stupid shark tank.
Man, I finished that.
Sounds
game
like
twice.
The Legend of Zelda.
Hey, it's not. You stop it. But anyway,
when you have all of your hearts,
it
can
was
you shoot
satisfying
lasers out of your sword?
Though because you have it's to go through silly. That tank to get out of the out
yes!
of that room and it follows you.
It does.
So it's so satisfying when you shut the valve off and all the water drains and now the thing's just
flopping around
dead on the ground.
Absolutely,
that was satisfying. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I've pretty much enjoyed
you made
it so far.
Him pee-pee himself.
Yeah. How, did you get far format in the new one? Did you get
not yet?
Not at all.
I've already beaten it.
So you're
Why
not going to
play
it again?
Why would I play it again?
Well, format don't play remakes, y'all.
Well apparently they did. There's been a lot of
GG no re.
they've changed. They've changed quite a bit. They did a lot of remixing of the levels and things of that nature. So
yeah, the encounters are slightly different.
Yeah.
They'll either happen in different places or the way they happen is different.
Format right. hates A Star Is Born.
So that's
true story.
So that's why.
Shallow.
They're,
not
they're
shallow
giving you,
enough.
They're giving you what you expect, but right. they give it to you a little bit different, so it's still new.
After you turn that valve off, it gets real shallow for that shark.
Right? That's right.
Todd chimes in.
DJ.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that so far, Resident Evil has been a lot of fun. I am really, really early in the game. You have gotten a lot farther than
I'm
I have.
I'm about 4 hours into it.
Yeah, you're a lot farther than I am.
But that's a lot of running back and forth and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
That's as far as G is going to get.
Yeah, that's. Listen, everybody mocks me for that, but it's very true.
The title screen?
Almost.
He told me how far he got, and it's literally the first 10 minutes.
I'm still looking for coins.
Barely.
I'm still looking for the coins, yeah.
That's Mario.
Yeah. And that's like the easiest thing
no,
to do.
No, it's Resident Evil.
Different game.
It's totally Resident Evil.
It's a me, a Leon.
I really think the graphics, I have to tell you, the guys at Capcom should be proud of themselves
because it
looks fantastic.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really good. I can't. You know what? It's so good that if this goes the way I think it could, we could see a Dino Crisis remake, which would be
great. I hope
great.
Not.
I'd love to.
They're already talking about trying to remake Resident Evil 3, but I think this is where they should end the remake thing.
Well, here,
because Resident Evil 3, I mean, if we're being real about it, was just a rehash of 2.
Resident Evil 3 was a lot of...
They just had a couple of new-ish elements tossed in, but
a lot of fans
not interesting
love
enough,
Nemesis.
But it's not interesting enough in and of itself to warrant doing a remake.
Apparently, what I was reading was the original plan was to do Resident Evil 2 as a test to see how people would react to a new Resident Evil remake. And what they were going to do is they were going to skip 3 and they were going to jump to 4 and remake 4.
But why 4? Remake 4? It still holds up.
They were gonna.
You could update it, sure, but it holds up by today's standards still.
Well, let's be honest, the controls. I mean, for its time, were good, but they're not great now.
Those are minor things.
To
change, and
I still
know,
say
that
Resident
game
Evil
is solid enough to not have to.
Resident
mess
Evil 4
with.
Was still the best Resident Evil for me. I mean, I really enjoyed Resident Evil 4. So that was the one where you get
like Resident Evil 6, where the guys sprouted spider legs.
I actually finished it twice.
How do you know? You never got past the test card.
I finished it on the...
You like the box art.
I finished it on the GameCube, and
you
then I finished
it
on the PlayStation.
He enjoyed shooting Mexicans in that game.
Is that the premise?
No, you know what was great about that game? Number one, the story was really silly, but a lot of fun. What I really found fascinating was the zombies themselves, and this was the first Resident Evil game where you could, what I thought was really neat was you could actually push furniture in front of the door to stop them and stuff. That was really cool for
that's
me.
That's what made you
No, because it's pretty exciting because it felt like
that's
it was real.
That's
his kink.
Where the hell were you all day? You could have helped us move the shop.
It sounds just like
real.
Chewbacca.
So I love moving furniture.
So then you never played Resident Evil 4 then? That
I've
was
never
not...
played any Resident Evil.
He just said that.
I thought he played something.
Are you not? Dude, stay in the conversation,
you're
man.
You're slow, dude.
I guess I am. I just, I don't know. It's unbelievable.
He's had 7 mini strokes this show. He can't hear. He's not.
While you're not aware of what's going on, I'm going to shout out DJ Cavicani.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be doing an awesome killer banner based on his new artwork that everybody saw.
Who's
painted.
That now?
Partnership between DJ Cavicani and.
Like a plumbing thing, right?
What?
Isn't that what it was?
A plumbing? What?
No, I thought he was doing like art for a plumbing thing. No?
No. No, it was the cover for issue 5 of Exilion.
Oh.
And
No, not that. He did something else that was for like a plumbing thing.
Oh.
That's what I thought you were talking
about. Like a business?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Like he's doing art for them.
Mm.
Oh, sure.
That's
well,
cool.
He's going to be making a big poster for our display window for the cover, which is who painted the DJ's art? It was DJ Cavicani painted by he's from the Big Island, the artist
Joe Jusco.
You're looking to him for help?
The painter, Format knows.
He still doesn't know who DJ is.
Joe Rubenstein.
No.
Wong?
I'm
going to
kill you.
Shane something, right?
Shane,
no. What?
See you?
Alex
no, he's
Ross.
A teacher on the big.
Bob Ross.
You're killing me. Never mind. He was in the artist alley. Wayne
Herb
Lowe. I should have looked at the chat. Wayne Lowe. He's
Wayne
an incredible painter.
I
and
was close.
You guys were like way
were
off.
Close. All of you guys were off.
Wow.
Wayne Lowe. He's an incredible artist.
I was the closest.
And he painted. DJ laid down the pencils and gave some color guidance, and Wayne Lowe just like knocked it out of the park. It's incredible.
If DJ lays down the pencil, how can he draw?
He's missing the green hair, though. That character is supposed to have green hair.
That was a jerk move. But I think I like it anyway.
You're an idiot.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Yeah.
I hardly ever back up your jokes, but
yeah, that was good. So Alika,
that character has green hair. I thought it was blonde.
No, it doesn't
have. Oh, okay. You're messing
with me. It's really good that you're
getting, I'm messing with him.
You're getting talented artists to put up artwork in your shop, man.
Why do you sound so insincere?
No, I'm serious, because DJ
is a very talented. I like how you do that and then side-eye Todd.
No, because Todd laughed. That's why he was laughing. I was like, wow. Like,
you get good artists.
I was not. He laughed at me.
Thanks. Thanks, bud.
I actually commissioned Todd for another piece.
By the way,
he's going to draw turkey, like how you used to do.
Did anybody not see Ron Cattigay's version of...
I don't think it's how you say that.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Is it really?
It's got the guy.
Got
the guy.
Yeah, you said gay.
Did you see his version of the Kukui Project a mascot?
He draws a way
mascot.
Better
mascot.
It's what he is, right?
He's a mascot, right? Yeah, he's a mascot.
He's kind of like a mascot.
He's not Mickey Mouse. He's a hero. Jurassic Park.
He's a space mascot. He's like, hey guys.
But anyway, it was really good.
It's a space virus.
He got some cubes on there.
Thanks, appreciate it. But yeah, he did a very.
There'll be no survivors.
He made a color. He made a. What, did it go back on? It did, didn't it?
It went right back to you, dude. Holy crap, I wish I was filming that.
That's crazy.
I put it down, it literally went right back to you. Maybe it's a spore, like from the from the alien movies Ridley Scott just made.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Covenant, you're gonna get an alien.
I'm gonna get an alien in there.
Watch out, you just got a Wayne Lowe.
But I'm sure that you're gonna get guys like Todd and everybody to put stuff in the shop.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, and good artists too.
No, actually, so Todd did the poster for the Maui Jiu-Jitsu Keiki Scramble 2, which is the kids' tournament that's happening in Haiku.
That sounds like an awesome
next record. Weekend. Keiki Scramble. made from real Keiki.
Give me two Keiki Scrambles.
I want to go to Coho's right now and order a Keiki Scramble.
I saw Peter North choking on a baby's arm earlier.
Shut up, Todd. You're such an idiot. Such an idiot. You can ruin everything.
That's true.
Everything.
That's true.
You can ruin it all. He's paying you a compliment. And you just ruined
Keiki Scramble.
No.
I got what you got.
That was adorable.
I'm on board with what you're doing. Don't worry about it.
Keiki's eating babies is adorable.
No, it's a Keiki sized scrambled egg meal.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
so it sounds, you ding dong.
It's served in a tiny pan.
Okay.
Jesus.
Where are you going with
that? I'm confused because I was talking about eating kids too.
I was not.
Right. Apparently, half. Right, well, apparently,
you know what?
Divided. Where do you,
know
you fall
what?
In on
it's
this?
It's so tough being.
We don't even want to.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we don't even want to know what you're drawing.
No,
for
now I want to know about these Keiki Scrambles. Now that you brought it up,
it's John Wayne Gacy's favorite breakfast.
Yeah, it is.
It's important enough to bring up. So.
Oh damn, Todd! I swear to God, I don't know. Every week I question.
Anybody watch the Ted Bundy tapes?
I tell you, I was just about to bring that up. Ironically enough,
was it the Keiki Scrambles that brought this up?
Yeah,
I've watched a little bit of it, and it is absolutely fascinating.
Drawn in, you're magnetized.
No,
I really would have thought you would have been a John Wayne Gacy guy instead of a Ted Bundy.
No, Ted.
I want to see his paintings.
The only reason why
I'm a Wayne Lowe guy.
It's
Wayne Lowe.
It's interesting. The Ted Bundy tapes have coincided with the new trailer for the Ted Bundy film starring Zac Efron.
There is some Ted Bundy mania going on, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Well,
it's like everybody's like, "Ooh, my favorite serial killer, Ted Bundy. He's so charismatic.
He's so charming.
Like
that guy.
You're listening to all this, and you're like, Zac Efron's playing this guy. He's got ripped abs.
Well,
is this really how you want to be portraying a psychopath?
You
got to
remember that back in the day,
get the rock, so
Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy was a very charming individual.
Wait, Jason Momoa plays Charles Manson.
Yeah, I'm in for that movie.
Of course you are.
Yeah,
I'm in for
that movie. I mean, that's how Ted Bundy was able to do what he did. He was a very charming individual.
He was white.
Sociopathic, almost, I could say.
Yeah.
So,
sure,
you know. But anyway, I do recommend. I do.
Being a Republican helped him out.
He was about to walk that back.
He was.
And
no,
he
no,
no
he was. No, that's not. That's.
He was a.
That's no big secret.
He tried to walk out of it, though.
He was the darling of the party.
He was the darling.
You know,
that's a stretch, but okay.
It's
fascinating. It's absolutely because he said it was the darling of the party. That was pretty funny.
I don't get what party
Roger
was
Stone.
Yeah, Roger Stone is more the darling of the party.
Who are these freaking people?
Roger Stone just got arrested.
Yeah, he did.
For
being friends with Trump.
What does this have to do with?
We're relating. We're relating to Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy is hot right now, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Everybody else doesn't even care.
Nobody even cares.
I'm sure there'll be comics. I'm sure there'll be comics.
Oh, God. I'm not carrying them. I'm so not comfortable with that. It's like, why are we emulating and lifting up these sociopaths? Like, there's other folk heroes.
We don't uplift them.
Ted Bundy is a folk hero. Do you understand that?
He's not.
Within your first breath of somebody bringing up, you go, he's so charismatic.
I never said that.
You just said it twice.
No, I said the reason why he was able to do what he did was because he was very charismatic.
You just did.
That's what I said.
You're saying it again.
You said.
Has anybody ever watched him in court?
No.
That's why you guys should.
It's not that charismatic.
Because I'm too busy gaming. Get back to the nerd stuff. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, Ted Bundy, you need to watch it on Netflix. It's cool.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
It's really cool. Anyway, it's fascinating.
No, it's not.
Anyway, moving on. Second thing is this week I'm going to do my damnedest to actually press start on Kingdom Hearts 2.
Three.
Two? Three? Damn! Is that how far back you are?
I didn't play two, so I should probably play two first.
I meant three. I tried to catch up on my Kingdom Hearts lore, which is a pain in the butt. Organization 13.
You're just watching IGN videos, right? That's what you said last week.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to watch everybody's videos.
I think to prep for three, I'm going to replay one.
Convoluted lore of Kingdom Hearts 3.
One was awesome.
So
you're
yeah.
good with one?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. It looks really fun.
I mean,
so
two, the only
good.
Thing that they introduced in two is Roxas. So.
And what's that? It had better combat than one.
It's like a splinter of Sora.
A different character?
Yeah, it's a different character.
So
you just link to Sora the way the nobodies are linked mm-hmm. to.
And we get
did they go different Disney properties though?
Well,
into
no,
same
they,
Disney
I mean,
properties.
There are a lot of the same stuff, but they do add a few more.
They go back through Hercules Land.
Well, Hercules is in Kingdom Hearts 3 again. That was in the first one.
The best
stage is Hollow Bastion.
Hercules Land or Greece?
I prefer Hercules Land.
Hercules Land is much better. Todd, shut up. But yeah, there's been...
what if it was Greece, too?
Greece, too.
I'd be in. I'd be totally in. If they visited the Greece 2 world, I'd be down. Oh, yeah, it'd be so awesome. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2...
I would jump into the Greece Latin here. But
Kingdom Hearts 2 looks good, I tell you that. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, 3 does as well.
I was...
yeah, you can't get it right, can you?
I can't. Kingdom Hearts 3 looks really good. I've been watching people play it, and it looks really
good. They added a Toy Story level.
They did. Well, Tetsu, what the heck is his last name? Is it Onomura?
Tetsuo?
No. Tetsuya?
Kaneda?
Is it Onomura, I think? I can't remember. Anyway, the creator of Kingdom Hearts said that he would not do a third one without the Pixar properties, and Disney said fine.
I will not do it unless I have a John Lasseter movie featured in my video game.
That's right.
I need one of John Lasseter's films.
He did, and he did. That's exactly what he did. So he got it. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, Kingdom Hearts 3, when we get an update on that, I'll let you know as soon as I press play on it. So it'll be very exciting. I'm very excited to play it. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, how about them Shaggy memes?
No, I don't even want to go with there with the Shaggy memes. No. You know what I do want to do, though?
I'm only at 7.1% power.
You know what I do want to do? I do want to check in with Aaron. We haven't heard from Aaron in a while. Yeah.
You're dressed like a burglar. What's in your sack?
Time to check in with Aaron and his hard media this week. Hey, open your sack, pal.
Boy.
Let us know what's in that sack, Aaron.
Did you buy anything today?
Oh, boy.
I did.
How?
Why didn't you
were at the movies.
Why didn't you bring? Yeah, you were at the busy, too busy at the
you
movies watching Serenity, weren't you?
You're at the movies robbing the joint, apparently.
He was stealing the movie.
Oh. So what did you pick up?
Hunter Killer.
Ah, with Gerard Butler. We watched that together. We held hands. It was fun.
No, we didn't.
With Gerard Butler or him?
Him, with Aaron.
Oh.
I would hold butts with Gerard Butler.
I would hold a lot more than that.
He's got an ass that just won't quit.
Hey, calm down, Todd. We don't need those type of comments, all right? Every week with you, man. Eating babies and holding Gerard Butler's butt.
I never said anything about the baby thing.
All right, so Hunter Killer, you picked up. What else came out this week, A-Ron?
For the DC Comics animated fans, The Reign of the Superman.
The Reign of the Superman is that.
I did, too.
I was bummed that it didn't get shown theatrically here.
Did they use Shaquille O'Neal steel in that movie?
Yeah. I don't know who does the voice, but it would have been awesome if they pulled it.
Can I tell you something? I picked up on
Superman. This is steel.
I picked up on special three DC animated movies. I got the Constantine one.
There's a Constantine animated?
I got the Suicide Squad
and it's
one.
It's voiced by the guy that was doing the television.
I got to tell you something. Wow. I ended up watching the Suicide Squad one. Holy crap.
Black Files?
No. Hell to Pay.
Hell to Pay.
It's
good. Is
that
new?
It's good. Dude, and it's super violent, man. I didn't even realize how violent.
Well, yeah, if you watch Bad Blood, you'll see how violent these
Holy
DC
crap.
Movies can get.
I'm not going to give anything away, but if you guys have not seen the Suicide Squad Hell to Pay, it was on sale. I'm glad I got it because it was really good.
What was the other one with Damian Wayne?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
There's Batman and Son.
There's Batman versus Robin, and then there's Bad Blood. Yeah, those three.
Yeah, there's a couple
That's
bad,
a trilogy.
Really violent ones with DC animated.
So is this Reign of the Superman
they're
getting
doing,
back to it?
They're doing Batman Hush.
Yeah, that one will be really interesting.
Yeah, but it's not.
They're not doing Jim Lee style.
Wait. Well, I thought they were doing. I thought that DC was working on Court of Owls.
Who's going to be?
They're doing Hush. They're doing a Wonder Woman one.
Hush comes before Court of Owls anyways.
Yeah. But it's not Kevin Conroy's voice for that one. They're going to use the new guy.
Which one? There's several of them. There's like
his the name guy? Is
been in not anything Kevin else before? Conroy.
Something O'Mara. I can't remember his first name.
Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Yeah, it's O'Mara. He's done it before. He was on Bad Blood, I think.
Not
yeah.
Conroy.
Yeah.
That's his name.
So
it's a pretty classic story, and it's got so many Batman villains in one story. You kind of would want that to be like the classic guys, you know, but I guess, you know, they're not thinking about nostalgia.
No, not at all.
What are you going
to
do?
That's fine. Getting back to what came out today, Reign of the Superman. What is that? Is that going to be the
Reign
take
of the
on,
Superman?
Yeah,
yes.
No, it's going to be the take on.
Yes, it will.
The
it's going to be a crazily amended
they
version.
Just
of that
did,
story,
that's what
yeah.
I mean.
They just did the Death of Superman animated, so obviously it's
they right. redid it because they actually did it
because they did
yeah,
it once
know,
before.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So this is going to be heavily amended because that was a huge that Reign of the Superman was a huge. Story,
well, I
right?
mean, each character had their own book.
Right.
They took over one of the Superman books for like
but
a
it was
while.
All
they had their
much
own story
one
going.
Coherent story. All of them coming to
and
Earth.
Then there was like the whole thing with Green Lantern losing Coast City. Like there was a lot of stuff that went on in that book.
I really went heavy.
A lot of it won't be in that movie.
I really went into heavy collecting as soon as he was risen from the dead.
When everybody they bought like 30 copies of the issue 500
everybody
of the Resurrection.
Like, I'm out.
Yeah, so I ended up watching.
Oh, wow, speaking of which, I have 100 copies of that. If you want to buy,
I know. Yeah, my dad also bought tons of those.
All right,
they're worth nothing.
Well, I'm looking forward.
It's
to
a great
it.
Issue though.
When Superman that wasn't the book he actually came back in though.
Franchise.
Yeah, it is.
No.
He
Adventures of Superman 500. He sees
his parents. Yeah.
And then he supposedly goes back to the light, and that's when the Reign of Superman starts.
That, okay,
he doesn't
yeah,
come
that's
back
right.
until
he doesn't come back till later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. He doesn't fully come back until.
I really liked 500 though. Some really good art in there.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
And
a good
they go
book.
Through the Kryptonian stuff.
It had that peel away cover thing.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and I don't think you can get into the Reign of the Superman in an hour and a half. I really because there's so many characters, and I don't
it's
see it
shorter
happen.
Than that.
Is it really?
I think
some of them are pretty simple characters, though.
All right, gotcha.
I mean, if you burn it down to the essentials, you could probably get away with it. But yeah, you have to set up four different characters in such a small time frame, and then reintroduce Superman coming back. I want to see it. The first take of it was pretty good because they did what would have been cool to have done back then. Where you have, like, the core Justice League guys mm-hmm. fight Doomsday mm-hmm. and they lose. Because it's, like, the third stringer Justice Leaguers that fight Doomsday when that book actually hit. Mm. So in the animated movie, it's like, it's Batman and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern. They're all losing. So it's a little bit heavier stakes. Because you're not seeing these
right.
the big guns fighting them. You're seeing all, like, stakes. Metamorpho and stuff fighting them and stuff
not
like that.
Not Metamorpho, no!
Yeah.
Did you buy that, A-Ron? Did you buy, is that the one? One
I
you
did.
Bought?
Just
oh, you did?
No, I did.
Yeah, cool. You'd be cooler if you did.
It's okay. He doesn't have to buy it. He'll enjoy Hunter Killer.
By the way, this is a big. I have to.
I did enjoy Hunter Killer.
I have to tell you guys something. This is a big step for him because
he buys things after he's already seen it.
That's
this
right.
This is a big step for A-Ron because when I talked to him last week about making sure to bring up the DC comics and all the animated movies, he was very adamant against it. And I was like, "Listen, A-Ron, you're going to have to bring those up, pal." So he was very much against it. But so this is a big
Why
step
is
for
he
him.
Part of the show.
But isn't his job to tell us what's coming out in hard media?
I don't know.
Not just to tell us what he likes?
Yeah, he's, I don't know. He was a little snobby about it, but I'm glad you came around to my point of view. So thank you so much.
Okay, so the next one, I'm not going to do it now.
What's coming out? What else is coming out?
I don't know if most of you remember this movie, but Screamers is coming from...
With Peter Weller?
Yeah.
What?
From Shout Factory.
Wow. That's crazy.
Screamers? Wait, no, I don't remember this. What?
Don't you remember that
I was kind of obscure.
Yeah, it's...
It was like Tremors, but Screamers, sci-fi Tremors, yeah. And they were underneath the... they were in the planet, and they were underneath the
Because apparently
the
Tremors is not sci-fi.
Yes, apparently.
So,
I caught that, too.
No,
it's
no,
about
no.
aliens underground, okay. But it's not sci-fi.
But that's like Jackass.
The earlier movie from the Battlefield Earth director.
It's like the Pac-Man right? movie, if it was Christian. About a video game.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie at all.
Screamers was very fun. It was not one of Peter Weller's best, but still a fun movie nonetheless. It was a fun little B-movie.
It was his best work to
date. The punk rock classic film Suburbia was also released by Shout Factory.
Wow.
That's worth a mention.
Wow.
Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that.
We should be selective.
It's very true.
I did mention a DC movie.
There was a new release of Willow.
It's my favorite ballet reboot.
And this one, Willow. Why you'd glance over this one, the Suspiria remake came out.
Because I actually wasn't done yet.
I'm sorry.
Aaron, what
I just wanted to make sure stuff that doesn't get left out. Because
I was actually saving that for last.
What's coming out? What's the last thing on your list?
It's too late now.
Willow.
Why is he on the show again?
Willow.
Well, I have a
question. Hey, Aaron, the show now records on Wednesdays.
Willow.
So,
at the old shop.
Oh. I do have a question. Is Willow a Blu-ray release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they released one.
It's been out already.
Yeah, they released one, but it's out of print.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
now they're...
So, is this a remastered? I mean, did Lucas... I mean, I know this is Lucas' film, but I mean...
I don't think it's a 4K, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I don't think they...
But they don't own it.
It's an AK VR version.
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
It's a Lucas film.
Okay. I was just curious.
It's a Lucas film release. Of course they do.
Okay. Well, I know that I do
know... Here, look.
VR Willow.
If you know your hard media releases, you see the title treatment at the top. That's how Disney does it.
That is true. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're a connoisseur of hard media, like
well, I could, because I do know when I looked at it online and I saw the digital copy of it, it said it's in 4K. So I was like, that can't be.
It could
be, right.
But I really don't see Disney investing on a 4K release of that.
Yeah, there was
Dwayne
no
Coppola
4K
saying
K
it's the first time on digital.
Yeah, it's the first time on digital. Yeah.
But this could also be them testing the waters for that. Sequel
oh yes, yes,
thing
right, right. That reboot
doing.
The.
We'll see how Val Kilmer holds up in Top Gun 2 first. If he doesn't melt in that movie,
well, Val Kilmer's going to be dead by the time. I mean,
what?
Wow.
Do you know something we don't?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I think he means Matt Mardigan.
Yeah, Matt Mardigan.
You know they're not.
Apparently, Jesus.
If you're reading,
got something planned.
The Mayan calendar. That's
Val.
That's
Kilmer.
A common mistranslation. They're not talking about Val Kilmer.
The Mayan calendar was. Designed after a Oreo cookie, so you can't take that under.
I meant to say Matt Mardigan.
So dumb.
He's like, I'm killing Val Kilmer.
I'm killing Val Kilmer,
next
man.
Year.
Yeah, it's it for him.
There's some good stuff.
Why wait a whole year?
Because he's got to see him in Top Gun first.
Well, I do know that what Aaron was going to bring up about Suspiria, that does come out. If you guys were going to get the, if you guys that was
not
that,
a good drink.
That sounds like an artificial sweetener.
It does, but...
it sounds like something that Jamie Lee Curtis would promote.
It sounds like it causes
Suspiria.
Lupus.
Suspiria for women.
It sounds like a cause of lupus.
Which is funny, because Suspiria is a movie.
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I got it.
It's a painful disease. That's what Seal had.
Anyway, check out Suspiria starring Dakota Johnson. It'll be quite fascinating.
Oh, did anybody see the Zombieland 2?
Ooh.
How they released Zombieland 2 poster?
Yeah,
double tap.
They actually found a really funny way to
the
10-year
challenge.
They did the 10-year challenge thing instead.
Like, cool.
That's how they announced it.
Yeah, great
and
name, too. Double
cool.
tap. That's a great
I don't know
name
if I agree
that.
With that, but I'm excited to see Zombieland 2 for
yeah,
sure.
That's fun.
Did you notice that Jesse Eisenberg doesn't look any less adolescent in the second film picture? You're like, 10 years later, you think after living in a zombie apocalypse, you'd look a little more badass. You still look like a curly-haired freak, Jesse Eisenberg.
I know that they...
It'll be even harder to find Twinkies.
When I saw that all four of them were in that poster, but were they all confirmed for it?
Yes. Why were they
the poster?
Why are they in the poster if they're not?
Woody Harrelson posted it on his.
No. The two people I was the two people I was curious, or the one person I was actually curious about, was Emma Stone, because I don't know, you know, if she's.
Why would she be on the poster if she's not officially announced for the movie?
She's going to pull a Bill
that
Murray.
That wasn't a fan release.
They're
going
to go to her mansion and then kill her.
Well, Aykroyd and Murray are going to be in it.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
As zombies?
They're only there for the poster. They're not actually doing the movie.
Like Emma Stone was cruising around, but like, hey, what are you guys doing? It's like, oh, we're shooting the poster for Zombieland 2. She's like, I'm not going to be in it, but you know, I'll take a picture of you guys.
No, I'm just surprised that the
I can't, you
know.
Yeah, because
you think that she's an Academy Award winner now.
Academy Award winners don't like to do stuff for fun. Once they get stuffy and arty and full of themselves, they just want to do that kind of stuff for the rest of their lives.
Right. Yeah, just ask Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
That guy's been working nonstop.
I was going to say, Chili Dogs came out after Jerry.
Was it called Chili Dogs?
Yeah.
No, really?
It was Snow Dogs. It was
Snow
called
Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
I was going to say Chili Dogs.
Chili Dogs, that's a sexual position.
Snow Dogs, same thing. Whatever.
Okay, here, the better thing is, does it matter? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. He's done nothing but crap-ass movie since.
Yeah, that movie where he moves to San Antonio and slings Chili Dogs.
The basic...
Delicious.
The moral of the story is, have a good agent after you win an Oscar.
Oh, man, Cuba, he tanked that one.
Learn when to say no to stuff.
That he was in, he won. He won an Academy Award for a movie about how he had a great agent.
Right. Yeah, but in real life he didn't.
Show me the money.
That's good acting.
He's in that.
Show me the money.
He's in that movie with Skeet Ulrich. What was it called?
Chill Factor.
Chill Factor.
You know,
Snow Factor, the Chili Dog sequel.
Over the weekend, I watched another Skeet Ulrich classic, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What? Who is he in that?
He's one of the head gang members with Sam Rockwell.
Yeah. Wait, really? He was in that too?
Yeah.
I remember Sam Rockwell was in
it. Oh, that's right. No,
yeah,
he is in the locker room.
At the end,
yeah.
Too.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, he's at the end.
I just watched that like last week too. I can't believe I missed that.
No.
He's
kidding.
The guy with the headband.
He's it's the one so who's like goes up to Casey Jones like, no disrespect, bro.
It's funny to watch that movie because you watch that movie and the one guy that's still famous off that movie is the guy that does the really forced Eastman and Laird joke. Or not even a joke, but the Eastman and Laird reference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the guy that's famous from that movie still. It's weird.
It's a good
when
point.
You think about
Chili
it.
Chili Dogs.
Well, Elias Cotea still gets a lot of work.
Yeah.
Nah.
He's
has anybody seen it?
Not
he's
really.
He's famous. Yeah, shut up. He's a good actor.
He does a lot
he's
of
I'm
comic.
Not saying he's
wasn't
not.
Wasn't he in Chili Dogs he's like Cuba Gooding Jr.?
He does a lot of comic.
He's like the lead
cons.
Actor on Chicago PD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He played a half-Asian woman with Emma Stone.
Aloha, too.
Aloha, too.
Aloha, too. Aloha.
Electric Boogaloo.
Mahalo. Mahalo Boogaloo.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Hey, Ron,
it's
what's...
called Mahalers with a Z at the end.
Is there anything coming out in the theaters this weekend? We need to
watch? Aaron.
The only thing
how
is
how about you fill us in with
Bala.
Your bag or something?
Miss Bala is the only thing.
What?
Miss
it's like a, it's
Hezbollah?
Like a, it's like another Colombiana peppermint.
Miss Ballroom.
With Gina Rodriguez.
Oh.
Miss Bala. Yeah.
So it's a Mexican movie.
Yeah, it's
the
not
the boxer.
It's a Mexican
Gina
hitman.
Rodriguez was
what
in,
is it called?
Wasn't
Miss Bala.
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 B-A-L-A. Okay. I've seen the trailer for this.
She was in Deepwater
Horizon.
Deepwater Horizon.
I kept hearing
Mark Wahlberg, right?
And I was what?
Isn't she on a TV show?
Balrog?
Mrs. Bala.
Yeah, Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin, that's it.
There was a Mrs. Bala?
Apparently there was.
But the person that's directing it is Catherine Hardwick, who did the first Twilight.
No, really?
And she's trying to go like this Colombiana peppermint action route. So.
Wow.
I don't know about
she
that.
Can do it.
All right, she
don't step on people's dreams.
If Emma Stone can play a half Asian woman
in a great movie
can,
called
she
Aloha,
can do it.
Wait,
with the great Bradley Cooper.
Emma Stone is not a half Asian woman.
Well, she is, but she can play one as
first
well.
First of all, I sympathize with all the crap she gets for that, so I'm okay with
she
that.
Already
why,
apologized.
Because
you're
mistaken she's for a half Asian woman, too?
Well, that's because I'm half Asian. Bro.
No, you're not.
She publicly apologized for
I am!
Hey, yo.
What?
Filipinos are half Latino, half Asian. Get real.
We're pan-Asian.
They're like
is that the
Mexicans
word for
it? Of Asia.
Yeah, they eat from pan.
Yeah, they're Mexicasians. No.
Mexicasians? Yeah.
I only
on
think
occasions,
of
they
you
eat from pans.
On Mexicasians.
That's
day and night.
That's day and night. That's the deal. Sorry.
That means the border wall doesn't have to be that high.
just got 10 feet higher. Anyway.
John J. Murakami says, secret Asian man. That should be your theme song. You're a secret Asian man.
Secret Asian man. That's right. That's right. So I had no problem with Aloha because I felt that she looks just like me.
Nice.
So, what? Yeah.
You think you look like Emma Stone.
I think I'm hotter.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm a little hotter.
No.
No?
You look like her Spider-Man.
You ever see her
You're
going
to give it up to Jonah Hill.
What's that? You ever see her mean tweets? I forget which late night talk show that's on.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He does the mean tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
Hers was that somebody said that she looks like she always smells like cat piss.
My favorite one is Chloe Grace Moretz's red one that said her face looks like a bleached ass.
Oh, yeah, bleached bottle.
Yeah. I was like, well, now that you say it.
No, it's kind of sort of. It makes sense. It makes sense. I like that one, too. That was funny.
No, I'm not saying Emma Stone does look like she always smells like cat piss.
But she does smell like cat piss.
Well, I've never met her. I don't know. But if I ever saw her, I'd kind of walk near her and be like,
just vanilla. Is it an Asian cat?
It's an Asian cat.
Nice.
Pan-Asian.
And Asian.
Well,
because it's totally acceptable to walk near women
Asian
and just be like,
it's in a pan.
Yes.
It's
being
by that point, it's called Manapua.
Well, anyway.
Do you know what they call Manapua in San Francisco?
Mm.
Pork bun, because they don't know how to say stuff like that over there.
There's too many white people.
Yeah, they call it. I mean,
they make them there for some reason, but they don't call that there.
Give me one of them Chinese pork buns.
Give me a Chinese pork bun, please.
In Oahu,
and they say
they
it to a Chinese person.
They call it bao. I mean, in Chinese restaurants in Oahu, they call it bao because they give you the steamed buns.
But that's Oahu.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
Though. I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
He's saying that in a different place, they embrace a different cultural word for it.
Correct.
Whereas those crackers don't know how to... How to wrap their mouths around Manapua, which isn't that hard to figure out, really.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Like, when it comes to, like, words that they don't commonly say.
Right, right.
They're like, mana, Chinese pork bun.
I want to get one of them Manapuas. What is that?
Manapuas.
You found a way to mispronounce it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like these onion.
Wait, it's not
rings.
Pronounced Manapua?
Knock it off.
Oh, shoot.
Isn't that movie about the little brown girl and, like, she can control the water or something?
I think so.
Avatar?
Yeah. Moana Pua.
Moana Pua.
Oh, man.
That's very good. That was very good, sir.
Moana Pua is made from babies.
I only bring that up because somebody brought over to my work, like, these Moana Puas that were from San Francisco, but on the box it said pork buns. I'm like, well, of course that's what they call it.
Did it have real char siu in it, or was it
actually
Howley style roast pork?
The breading was really bland, but the meat on the inside was really good, actually.
Ooh. I bet they focus on that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who does upstairs at Queen Kamala Center, he does some Moana Pua. He does baked Moana Pua. And he does like a Philly cheesesteak and a pizza and a meatloaf and a sloppy joe. He does some good stuff, man.
Which guy is this?
He's got
Manapua
a card
man.
Up there. Manapua man, bro.
The Manapua man.
I never come here, so I don't know.
He's upstairs.
Dude, when I worked here, I came all the time.
He never goes upstairs.
Show me which stairwell so I can avoid it.
Stairwell?
All right, that's it.
Right there in the elevator for
that's
all
it.
Of us.
All right,
in the glass one.
Gannett, come on, Todd. Can you just stop making that joke?
That together, Todd.
That would at least
man.
Make Maui watch.
Yeah, that's
Todd,
it. We're done.
It's time for a publicity stunt.
Go run a black light on that stage is all I'm
Why
saying.
Why haven't more people attempted viral fame using that glass elevator? There's so many terrible things you could do to a crowd.
Okay,
it's got decals now.
First of all, let me just preface this by saying we are definitely not, advocating or supporting it.
But if you do it,
okay, hold on.
High five.
Wait.
If you do it, hashtag Nerdwatch.
Hang on. You guys might not.
Hashtag Nerdwatch told me to.
Dwayne Nicoba actually made a very important distinction.
What?
Manapua has cat meat. Bao has dog meat. Bao wow.
Bao wow.
Bao wow.
Bao wow.
Wow.
That's
Wow.
Yeah, you uncultured swine. How did you not know that?
I'm
Walk by.
I don't know whether to laugh Chinese or be incredibly offended, but that was very good.
Are you upset because we're making fun of your people?
You're not Chinese.
He's not,
Chinese, dude.
Yeah, we're making fun of his half Asians.
Yeah.
But you're Pan-Asian.
Make fun of lumpia in front of him and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said it wrong.
He has a pen and an apple.
Huh?
You said it wrong.
Of course I did, stupid. That's the point.
It's pronounced lumpia.
I know that.
Lumpia.
Lumpia.
Lumpia. Oh, my god!
I want to get one of those lumpias.
Lumpia.
There's an I in it, isn't there?
It sounds like a good Mexican dish.
Does it?
Yeah, lumpia.
Bow wow.
Anyway, listen, gents. It's getting late.
It's a papaya
sauce. And Gan's got a long drive.
He's going to sleep in the store.
We'll be back next week.
We didn't even talk about how
what
Blumhouse is going to make all the classic horror films now, and how Aaron thinks it's genius that they were going to do all these stupid action
movies. All right, we'll talk about that before we get. Well, that's the last thing we'll talk about then. The Blumhouse crew are going to be...
Tom Cruise's The Mummy makes me wish I could invent time travel and kill a specific actor. In time.
I'm not mad at Tom Cruise for that movie.
Why not?
I'm mad at Universal for thinking that was a good idea.
I'm not mad at that movie. I think it's fine. I don't think it's...
It was cool that he got the... He got the wraps on him even though he was never buried.
You think it was awesome how she had double pupils?
Okay.
And she had dust powers?
When you look at it...
Bro.
I'm not saying it's not perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect.
Sand powers.
I'm sorry.
Because it's not perfect, but I will say that it was... For me, I felt like it was a lot of fun. It was silly fun. I like it.
I just realized I could use that for something, but I don't
think... It can't be silly fun when they're all making very serious faces. Unless it's Black Dynamite, then it can.
Well, Aaron liked it. I enjoyed it. And I will say this...
And it's fair that you guys like it.
Yeah, that's like a death knell.
It still sucked.
I will say this, that the Blumhouse are now going to be doing a remake or a re...
I like the Street Fighter movie. Hey, jerk ass. I like the Street Fighter movie.
Chun-Li? Which one?
Yes.
Wait, what is it? What's the real title? Legend of Chun-Li?
No, Legend of Chun-Li. I actually enjoyed it. I like the guy. That's why. I like the guy who plays Bison.
Well, that's all you need to know. See, everybody? Because G likes it and one other person, that means it's gold.
It means it's not crap. That's what it means.
Is it worth watching?
No.
I tell you what, I think the Chun-Li movie is worth watching more than the Dragon Ball movie. Ugh.
Oh, the Dragon Ball movie is hard, man.
You're saying that a white guy playing a character called Goku is a dumb move? Is that what you're trying to say to me right now?
No.
Have you seen it?
He had the right hair for it.
I didn't watch it for like a long time.
And what'd you think?
It's bad.
It's real bad. It's totally bad.
But it's not on a level of bad that I was expecting. I was expecting so much worse. But some of the things that are being delivered in that movie are so comically stupid that it's almost on coolest ice levels.
That's how I felt about the Chun-Li movie.
It's what happens when you get a
bunch... It's so serious that it's funny.
Yeah.
It's what happens when you get a bunch of white guys that are like, let's just make this into a movie.
I love
this.
They
don't understand it.
Japan, man.
And they just put some stuff together and just throw it out there.
It's ridiculous. Like, I want to take a look at Shyamalan's Avatar again.
You should.
Because...
I like that movie.
I do, too.
Everybody hates it.
I like it.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
You liked The Last Knight.
But I also didn't watch Avatar.
Series. That's why you...
I was able to...
It was The Last Airbender, by the way, because you couldn't call it Avatar.
Avatar. Right.
Mm-hmm. The Last Airbender.
Because James Cameron made sure to lock that crap up real early.
Yeah, it did.
It's the same the only thing we're in
Dragon Ball,
a Shazam movie.
Dragon Ball Evolution that made me real uncomfortable was Piccolo's makeup. It looked like he was in green face the whole time.
He looked like the mask, actually.
Okay, all right. I don't want to go too deep in this Dragon Ball world, but I do want to ask you guys this question.
He looked like he was related to the alien from Enemy Mine.
I'm not a Dragon Ball fan, but what is going on with this movie that's out? What is the movie that's out for Dragon Ball?
Broly?
What the hell is it?
It's a new Broly movie.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar.
It's about people that like My Little
Broly's
Broly.
The original Super Saiyan.
My Little Broly.
Broly.
Okay. I had no idea. I just saw that it returned to the theaters again.
I thought Dragon Ball was your favorite anime.
Yeah. Yeah. You know me. I freaking love Dragon Ball.
Japanimation.
Mm.
It's the Broly thing, but it's set with the Super
stuff.
I'm not a Dragon Ball hater. I was just never not a fan. That's all. So
they make it up to Super Saiyan 17 in
because
this one.
I was wondering what the big deal was, because there was a lot of people saying that, oh, you got to see this movie, and I was running into, you know, people saying, did you watch the Dragon Ball movie? I said, no, I don't like Dragon Ball.
If you haven't followed Dragon Ball, there's no at point. Least from Z, then there's no point.
And Z
there's
is the no simplest point. One to get into.
Got it.
Yeah, because Z is nothing but fighting.
Right.
From one fight to the next, too.
Right. They're yeah, like the they're like half
the
hour fights.
Dragon Ball was like silly antics, and every now and then they throw in some action. Mm-hmm. But it was more about character development. In Z, it's just bare knuckle boxing. Yeah.
Wow.
Training and fighting, that's all it is.
That's pretty much what it boils down to. And that carries all awesome. The way into all of the different iterations of the show.
Broly, okay.
And GT Broly yeah. is supposed to be the strongest of all the Saiyan bloodline, I guess.
Can I?
What?
He's a legendary Saiyan that they were talking about before even.
I really like, I don't know what it is, but I really enjoy My Hero Academia, but I do not like Dragon Ball. I don't know.
What? I don't know. That's, I don't know. That's just
I
personal
really
preference, bro.
I really enjoy My Hero Academia.
No problems. Nobody's trying to.
Yeah,
fight
nobody,
you over it.
No, you know what my problem is that I really want to like it. I want to like Dragon
well,
Ball,
then
but
like
I,
it.
I'm trying to. I can't.
Idiot.
It's hard.
What don't you like about it?
I don't. Okay.
You don't like Krillin.
There must be a reason.
He doesn't like Krillin.
No,
he's too small.
No, Krillin is small. But no, I.
What
I,
are those six dots in his
I
head?
I found that the stories were, were like you said, silly. I uh-huh. didn't like that. I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that the it seemed like the fights would last like the whole show.
They would last three episodes.
Yeah, right. No, no.
Have you not watched Dragon Ball?
That's what I'm saying. And I didn't like
the last.
I thought
episode.
The guy.
Yeah.
I thought
he
the
threw a punch.
I thought whenever that old man was on the screen, Roshi. I found
not
him.
Not Roshi. Roshi.
Roshi.
Master Roshi.
His name is. I found him irritating.
He's supposed to be irritating.
He's a lech. I would figure he's the one character you actually gravitate to.
No, I do not like him at all. I do not like him, Sam. Huh. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. And so, yeah, and that, so it kind of just... It kind
he's
of just
a perv, bro. It's cool.
Apparently so. But like I said, I'm no hate to anybody that likes Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
it's not my bag.
You don't really like any anime, though. You're not...
Ah, that's not fair, because I do. I actually enjoy... There's anime that I like. I really liked stuff like Paprika. I like Perfect Blue.
Perfect
Blue
is good. I
love
like
Perfect
one.
Blue. I like
it's a very
Ghost
Hitchcock
Michelle.
Movie.
Oh,
but,
it is. That's why I like it so much.
Those are like... See, when you bring up those movies, that's like the artsy
yeah.
side of
he's
anime.
Trying to seem cool.
No,
they're like the shonen stuff is a completely different category. That's where you're going to find all the fight stuff.
Right, right. The Shonen Jump stuff? Is
so
that
the fact that you're actually into My Hero Academia, I don't understand why you don't like Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball did it first.
You know what's funny is that I find the...
Everything
right.
all comes back to Dragon Ball.
See, and that's why I think I like the voice acting in My Hero Academia. Because whenever I
it's
watch
all the same guys from Dragon Ball.
It is.
I don't know. Jeez. It's so weird. I think it was good.
Every
I
anime is
every
the same English guy. Voice actors.
Yes.
And the thing is with me, when it comes to Japanese anime, I actually
Japanese anime?
I actually enjoy...
Not Chechen anime?
Not
as opposed to Puerto Rican anime.
No, Chechen anime.
You gotta differentiate nowadays.
I like watching
I really like
see like Guatemalan anime.
I like watching
I was gonna
the
say Fallujan
I'm a
anime.
Dub guy.
You're what?
I'm a dub guy. I like watching
you like
the
dubs.
I do like
you
the dubs.
You disrespect other people's cultures and languages.
The only time
you love
the
dubs.
Only time I don't like animes that are dubbed are when they are from the creator
Norway.
Of My Neighbor Totoro oh. and his movies. I have to watch those subtitled.
Close.
But yeah, everything else I watch, like Pat Labor and all the other stuff.
I feel
like
you're slapping
too.
Me in the face.
I'm sorry. I do like the dubs. I'm not going to lie.
The only series that is worth watching in dub is Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop is great in dub. I love that show. I own that show. Great.
Actually, Space Dandy's pretty good.
Dude, Space Dandy's
Okay.
I like the American. I
like
the English
like
actors
that.
Of it's, Space Dandy's voice it's, is it's, very... And I really like how they do QT's voice, and they don't do it the same in the Japanese in the regular version. The English version, QT's voice is a lot more humorous.
Once again, I find Space Dandy incredibly irritating.
Yeah, because he's free. He's not an oppressed human like
okay.
your favorite.
Just was curious. So like I said, I do enjoy watching anime. There's no doubt about it. So
the anime.
The anime.
You're hip.
Yeah.
He likes watching the animated films.
Yeah.
Well, prove it. Let's see you do a
dab.
The
chat wants to know if you're into Grandpa. Rama Half.
I hate Rama Half.
He hates transgenders.
I hate Rama Half.
I'm sure.
I have watched Rama Half. I've tried.
Is slicing your wrist.
I know. I'm sorry. And the only reason why I say that is because the reason why I have a problem with Rama Half, it's not having to do with the stories. It has to do with the animation. The animation drives me up the friggin' wall. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. The over exaggeration of the faces and the way they make it look with the when they get angry, they have the things shooting out of their head and their faces get big and weird and odd. I don't like that. Not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan. That's what I don't like.
But you like the artsy.
I tell you what, man, Paprika was super cool when they had to go into the dreams and stuff. Love that. That's, Perfect Blue was
cool. It was called Inception.
I mean, they went and completely stole it for Inception. So, yeah.
They did steal it from Inception. They did.
It must be good.
Yeah, so I like that stuff. I like Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell is another good one. I like Ghost in the Shell, too.
Bold choice.
Yeah. Hey, shut up.
You mean the favorite anime of...
Well, to be honest, I'm one of those guys that what got me into anime was Akira.
Did he say Akira yet?
I just did.
Said right there.
I've not been paying attention.
Have you seen... This is my favorite for action. Mm-hmm. Is Demon City Shinjuku.
Oh, the one that's on Netflix right now?
What?
Isn't there one called Demon City on Netflix?
It might be a sequel or something.
Oh, okay. There's one on
Netflix. This is an
Demon
old
City.
One. Demon City Shinjuku is like a late 80s. And it's very dark.
Is it?
It's really good.
You know what I was...
Very suspenseful. It's not actually all action. It's very, like, horror suspenseful.
One that I didn't get into, but I actually enjoyed watching a couple episodes, was Full Metal Alchemist. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. They turn a girl into a dog in that one.
Oh. Just like Ghostbusters, yo.
I have yet to watch the live action.
You know, The girl dog thing, when people would post the memes and I hadn't watched it, I didn't understand what was so... Mm-hmm. Like, people were like, oh, why'd you say that? And then I saw it, and I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking.
Ugh.
Heartbreaking. Mm-hmm.
Rough.
What?
That's not what I didn't mean to say that.
No, you did. You did, you bastard.
Oh, that's
you
mean.
Certainly did.
I didn't mean
bow.
It.
Bow.
Wow. Bow. 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 That was pretty good. I think on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end on a high. That was phenomenal. Phenomenal work.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Leakes.
What's
good
her
job.
Name? What's the daughter's name?
Rough. That was good. I think that's the name of the show, I think, right there.
That's sadness.
Yeah, that's the name of the show.
Gal Gadot likes it.
Shut up. Anyway.
Likes the name of the show.
Please, if there's any animes that I need to watch, let me know. I'd be more than happy to look at them. The animes.
Neo Yokio.
I do not like Neo Yokio.
You watched it?
I did.
I
didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the first two episodes.
Watch the
nope.
Christmas special. He'll
I'm
love
out.
It.
He's only in it for the Toblerone.
I was
like,
out.
Oh, where can I get that?
I was out. I do like. Okay. Okay. Before we get out of here, totally I do in. Like. I do like the. What was the
Godzilla
other one?
3.
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha.
I hate Inuyasha.
Samurai Champloo.
No. That's actually not bad.
Samurai X.
I ended up, you know, because of Night Darling, I started watching Bleach. Bleach is actually pretty good.
Bleach is good?
Yeah, Bleach is pretty
How
good.
How about good Speed Racer?
Last...
Ugh,
what?
Gosh, I hate Speed Racer.
You don't like Speed Racer?
Nope.
You
nope.
suck.
Hate Speed Racer.
You're an idiot.
No, there's the other one that was a big deal
hey,
like a few years
John.
Ago.
Lupin.
Not Lupin.
You suck. Again.
No.
He's the third.
The one that
he's
was out a few years ago that everybody was like, that actually, they made a live action movie that sucked.
Of Lupin, yeah.
No,
Bleach?
Not Bleach. No, it was the one with the...
Dead Note.
The big, the Death giant Note? Things that, that would was... attack the village.
Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan, thank
I
you.
I never saw the oh. live action.
You know how many animes you just described?
Yeah.
You know, right. with the giant thing that destroyed the village. Like,
sorry.
Godzilla?
Neon Genesis?
Yeah, Attack Neon on Genesis. Titan was good. I enjoyed that. I did not watch the live action because the live action looked terrible.
I didn't even realize it was out for
yeah.
viewing.
It was that those looked horrible. So yeah, I'm not a. I will be. I liked Attack on Titan. That was good. So and right now,
that's another artsy one though.
Is it really? It's good. I like it
because it's more about political intrigue than it
that,
is
maybe
about...
that. Maybe you're right. I do like politics, so maybe that could be the case as well. Yeah, I have yet to finish that too. But anyway,
they would sell out. Every
they
year.
Would sell out every single time for Momoas. Gents. It's time for us to get out of here. It's been an absolute pleasure talking about anime with you people.
Talking about the anime.
Excuse me, with you people.
Japanese cartoons is the preferred nomenclature.
Rakumi knows.
I thought it was manga.
GTO.
Don't say that.
Don't say no.
That's a fruit.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Honolulu?
Honolulu.
Aaron, any last words of wisdom before we get out of here?
What anime do you like? You must like something.
Akira?
I've seen a couple.
The artsy ones?
Cowboy Bebop is definitely up there.
Yeah.
Inuyasha is definitely
He's already cooler than
he
you.
He loves Inuyasha.
I love Cowboy Bebop. I hate Inuyasha.
Cowboy Bebop.
Inuyasha is not my bag. And then Pokemon sucks.
Pokemon
sucks.
Even I know that's wrong.
It's Pokemon, isn't it?
No.
All right.
And I'm the guy that said Monopoly earlier.
Pokemon Star.
Which version of Pokemon?
I watched it when it was big back in the day. Hated it. And then I watched they updated it a few years after that. Hated it.
Wait. Ash or Red?
Red.
Bah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucked. Not
Red is the good one. You're stupid.
Am I stupid? All right.
Ash is the American.
I'm just going off.
Oh, is Ash the American
Ash
one?
Ash is the okay, stuff then that
okay,
everybody got.
Okay, that's
here.
The one I got then. Because I don't. The case. Then that's the one I saw.
Ash is a moron.
Okay.
Red is one of the best trainers of all time.
Well,
Ash has never successfully trained a single.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. And even Pikachu does his own thing.
And he has his own theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for some odd reason, I'm really looking forward to the Detective Pikachu movie.
Yeah, me too.
Pikachu.
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 You know, that has nothing to do with Ash or any of that. Right?
Oh, I know. Okay. It's weird. For as much as I enjoyed playing Pokemon,
I'm trying to find
Pokemon,
out who killed Ash.
Didn't like the shows or the stupid movies. But anyway.
Everybody knows it was the Pharaoh from Yu-Gi-Oh.
All right. Other than that, ladies and gents, we are out of time. So for Todd Bernardi... Aaron,
you don't talk for me.
Aaron, by the way, you're starting to grow a beard.
Hell
What's
yeah.
up with that, bro?
What you're getting from this?
Yeah,
that's what happens overnight. I shaved yesterday.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
He's hitting the puberties.
Finally,
man, chat is still going off on anime.
Are they really? You're looking good.
Initial D.
Ooh.
Oh, I watched Initial D back in the day. That was actually good. I remember
Summer
that
Wars, FLCL.
Yeah, Fooly Cooly is definitely.
Summer Wars
I haven't watched
good
the second
too.
Season of Fooly Cooly.
Kira, Death Note, Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo Ghoul, I watched one episode of. It was
Desert
really violent
Punk,
for me.
High Score Girl.
High Score Girl's great.
Yeah, that's on Netflix right now, so check
Big
it out.
Big O.
Ooh.
That's, yeah, man. Chat's going off. These are
right.
topics that even chat can get into.
Look at that. Alika,
yo!
Thanks for coming.
Oh yeah, no problem. Yeah. It's my store, but you're welcome. I guess
it's nice of you to show
nice
up.
Nice for you to show up, man. Of course, in the game.
Oh, yeah, it was a surprise appearance.
Thanks
and
a lot,
special guest Alika Seki.
Seki. Big shout out, of course, to Format. We'll hopefully hear more about Kingdom Hearts 2.
3, the third one.
Kingdom Hearts 2, the third.
You're laughing like you did that on purpose,
I
but I guarantee you
did. Yeah,
totally
I did. We're gonna hear more about Kingdom Hearts 3 come next week. I'm gonna delve in a little bit.
I want to get into Claire's drawers. No, I want to get in a scenario B for Claire.
Yeah,
Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
I must be super hungry because all I heard was eclairs.
Eclair Danes. For the horror.
Speaking of eclairs, yes. I suggest everybody that likes Resident Evil watch Empty Heroes YouTube channel for Resident Evil retrospectives.
Okay.
We watched that with you. It was pretty good.
He is hilarious, but he actually does do thoughtful dissections and reviews of the games.
Great.
It's not just he's making jokes. He is making jokes. But
he's also a psycho.
He is also a psycho. And he's he really does.
We should do. We
know
should
what
do
he's talking
like
about
a,
with the games.
Like a YouTube introspective, like what channels we watch on a regular.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea.
All right, I just did mine.
Okay. I've got a handful.
You're done. for the horror aficionado, Gannon. Did I mention Todd
Bernardi? Well, I'll throw out an honorary mention. Half in the back. Watch Half in the Back. Red Letter Media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Francine because she recommended this podcast a while ago, and I finally got around to listen. No, screw those guys. Last podcast on the left.
Yes.
They're actually. Oh, yeah.
Is actually a really
I haven't listened to that
good
one.
Last podcast. Yeah, that's good. You should listen to Sword and Scale. That's good, too.
Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale.
Mm. It's for doofuses that roll dice.
It's really good.
Dice chuckers.
It's not for dice chuckers, no. Did I mention Todd Bernardi?
You don't talk for me.
The incredibly offensive Todd Bernardi working on Kukui Project episode, or excuse me, issue 11.
I'm telling you, he's drawing wieners over there.
No, he's not drawing wieners.
Terribly offensive.
And of course, IMG Money. We'll see you right back here next time, right here. Same time, same channel, same new establishment.
It's going to be me drawing Ganon choking on a baby's arm.
Until next time, peace out, much love, and most surely always stay nerdy. And until next time, we'll see you guys.
Like a cakey scramble.
Aloha. That's the name of the show, by the way.
Cakey scramble.
That's it. It's done.